Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day, Wednesday, May 8, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with...
Okay, good morning, TNT.
It is indeed that time, middle of the week. Let's see what's going on. Okay, Ray, you send out any blast info? Anything we got to talk about?
No blast went out.
No blast. No info. So what do we know? Well, guys, this is what we know. It is Wednesday. The window is still open. The banks are still on standby right now. They are still expecting it. We wait to see what happened with the meeting between Pompeo and Iraq yesterday. Everybody knows he went over there. Everybody knows he made an offer to Iraq to let them keep doing business with Iran for another 6 months. What we don't know is how it's going to affect what's supposed to happen this week or this month. Is Iraq going to accept the deal? Of course they are, because it's what they want, to keep doing business with Iran. So he's offering them what they want. And so that's a, to me, a no-brainer. Of course they're going to accept it. That's what they wanted. 6 more months, and 6 months, they'll talk about it again. But this is where we're at right now, today. That deal is getting done. Banks are still waiting. The rate is still there. None of that has changed. Nobody has gotten paid any money. Nobody in Reno is getting paid. And trust me, I have people in Reno, know people involved in the group, and nobody's gotten paid any money. Yes, I got the phone calls yesterday. I got the tweets that you guys sent me and the texts and anybody getting paid. Nobody is getting paid. And I don't know why these guys keep putting this out and telling you guys that, but it is what it is. We are still waiting. Yeah, contractors over there, which there's a bunch of contractors over there, and everybody has their own opinion, I guess, what they're seeing and hearing. And some of them believe it is, and some of them not. Some of them think it's just, you know, going to wait until the cabinet is set, and some of them don't, what they're being here. So there's a lot of different things going on in there, and we're trying to wade through it. And I'm just going to keep it real with you guys. The banks are ready to go. Kurdistan is ready to go and has paid out people, and we're starting to pay out people. Now, we got that, again, from multiple sources inside Kurdistan. Nobody in Baghdad is seeing that or has been paid the new rate, which, again, we know Kurdistan goes sometimes a couple days ahead, sometimes a full week ahead. That's what we're waiting to see. I'm waiting to see. Somebody in Baghdad got it. Now, supposedly the CBI has received authorization, but we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I know they're not going to do it until the U.S. Treasury lets it go through, because they're not going to look like idiots themselves. So it's all hinging on the U.S. When they let it go, I told you guys Monday, there's 4 other treasuries around the world who haven't let it go yet. And Britain is the only other one besides the U.S. that we have information on. I don't really know who the other 2 were. We just told that there was 4 of them. But when that is completed, it will go. So we sit and we wait. I wish I had something else to tell you. And I might get it later on, because we sent out some stuff this morning. But if we get it, we would definitely tweet it out or Ray will put it in the room. All right, Ray, let's do it.
All right, let's see. First question is Sadie. In your opinion, Tony and Ray, what do you think is going to happen to the price of gold and silver as soon as the RV triggers?
No, I have no idea.
Me either.
What's going to happen to gold and silver? I don't even do gold and silver. It's long term. It doesn't have the return that currencies have to me. Doesn't have the return that IPO is going to have and the other options in the stock market or business is going to have. So that's why I don't do gold and silver. All right, what's next?
Josmo says, My question is regarding the IMF investment. On Monday, I was surprised to hear you say that it is risky, whereas I thought it would be guaranteed by the IMF. Could you please clarify that for us?
Okay, I said that. I didn't mean the IMF was risky. So there's some other things out there that are risky. Platforms, bank, business opportunities that would make you a lot more money than the interest that the bank is willing to pay you, a lot more than 10% a year. But there are some risky investments out there. I didn't mean the IMF was risky. Okay?
Okay. Let's see. Who is this person? Let's scroll up. Sandola G. I know this has been asked before, but at the time, I never thought it would refer to me. So basically she's saying back then when we were sharing with it, she wasn't listening because it didn't apply to her. Now it applies.
Okay.
My husband has been called to work out of state. Can I do our currency exchange, initially set up a joint account, get the proper forms from the bank for him to sign, mail them to him, he signs, and then returns the forms? Is that a possibility? Sure it is. You don't need to do a joint account if you don't want to. Now, if you're chasing the contract rate, throw all that out the window.
Because of the NDA.
Right, because of the NDA. Both need to sign that. So, but if you're not an NDA candidate, you don't even need to have a joint account to go do an exchange. But if you do the exchange while he's out of state, make sure you let him know when he gets back.
Is that right?
All the dollars.
She's out of state, does he have to let her know?
No. No, he's the king.
Oh. All right. You're going to pay for that one later, buddy.
All right. TNDR says, can you explain the mechanics of the contractors getting paid reflecting the $3.63 rate? You say words like, quote, they, when saying ones are getting paid in Kurdistan and then this new rate is involved. Who is, quote, they? Citizens or contractors from outside the country? How was this rate revealed to you? Well, skip that one. Go ahead and answer the citizens or contractors.
Okay. So I can tell you we have Iraqi people who have contracts with the country. So if they have contracts with the country, that should tell you it's a fairly large contract. We have American citizens over there who have contracts with the country. They are contractors. I'm sure they have other contractors, but our sources have some large industrial type contracts over there to do work. And they hire Iraqi citizens. Matter of fact, I think 50% of their workforce has to be Iraqi citizens now that they're doing. So they're telling us and explaining to us how they're getting paid from Iraq, how Iraq is doing their back pay and what they have paid them and what the rate comes out to when they do the math so far is the part that we're getting. Saturday, they said not only did they get paid, but they started paying some of the citizens the same way, paying them on their cards, not physical currency, but on their cards, the ones that are getting paid, and letting them know that the exchange rate was based on whatever country they were in. So again, he told us what he got paid, what the rate was, what the ratio was. And we came up with the rate at $3.63 based on what he got paid in his card, dollars versus that. That's how we're getting the information. That's how they are. I'm never, ever going to tell you a specific contractor or a specific industry that can limit to who he is in relationships or any of that information. So if that's what you are looking for, that's not going to happen I'm not going to sacrifice somebody's name or business to make you happy. We got the information from them, and that's where it is. So you guys understand at what level we got it from. It's one of the largest and most direct levels to the government itself. All right, did I answer that?
Okay. So is the recent change of rate for contractors in Kurdistan via a move by the CBI, or can it somehow the IQD is trading higher without a formal rate change?
Is it a move by the CBI in the Kurdistan region only?
All right.
I think when the CBI puts it out there, it's going to be everywhere. I don't have every detail of it, of how it's working. I just know that it's working for them just like it did before when they got paid different rates, just like it did before when the people over here in the U.S. who had cards got a different rate on their card, their Visa, their MasterCard. And somehow or another, they're doing exchanges with these people. So they're not giving us all of the details of how it is working through the Treasury, through the CBI, or through Visa, MasterCard. But we know, and most of you guys should know, they put articles out now over a year ago, and again in January, saying that their Visa and MasterCards are international. How could they be international if the dinar was it? Why would they put out an article saying that the rate is based on whatever the rate is in the country where you're in if they're not trading the dinar or they're not already exchanging it in multiple countries? So that tells us something's going on and they're doing it somehow. We just don't know what it is going on. Okay, Ray?
Okay. Cosmo says, I'm concerned about the Iran situation. Do you think this could cause a major delay in regard to the U.S. signing off?
Well, the Iran situation has always been there, and it is what's been delaying this the whole time. And we've been talking about that for months and months and months. It's been the minister position, defense and interior, the two positions that will control the bulk of this money is what has been delayed. And now we've gone from the positions themselves to what's going on in Iraq, Iran, as far as trade. We've talked about that. 80% of Iraq's trade is coming from Iran, yet the U.S. wants them to stop trading. So what are they supposed to do? So evidently somebody is working on coming to their senses, because now Pompeo is over there saying, okay, we're going to let you guys continue trading gas, oil, this, things you need to survive, and we're going to extend it at least another 6 months. They could have did that 6 months ago. We wouldn't be going through this dumb shit that we're going through right now, because that was the bulk of the issue right there. But now we decide, oh, now it's okay. We understand you still need to heat your house, put gas in your cars. You still need your stove to work. Yeah. So now it's okay. Go ahead and do that. Are other issues still there? Yes. Iran said it's flooding the market with counterfeit money. Not only Iran, but some of the own banks there and ministers and are flooding the market with counterfeit money, which again is slowing this down because they have to get the counterfeit money under control. They have to get the auctions under control. They know who's doing it, but it's coming in so fast and furious, or there's so many corrupt people involved in it that they haven't been able to stop it yet. So they're going to put out the new Lords in Arms sooner or later. They're supposed to have the new security features, and knowing that they're still going to have to go through this counterfeiting like they're doing, because the counterfeit money is being used in the banks and it's being used in the auctions itself, as you look at the articles that came out today, they're saying, which is causing an issue. How big of an issue? How long of an issue? Do they actually have a problem to solve it? is what we're waiting to hear. Now, I think everything they're doing on our side at the banks, getting the banks ready, that they have worked it out. Today, it says all of the stores over there, the businesses over there, are all getting these counterfeit machines from Germany. We know what they are, Delaware machines. And they're running all their currency through them now, trying to cut it down and get it that much faster. And we'll see what effect it has. All right, Ray?
Okay, let's see. 7MMSTW says, if the bank tellers can only process exchanges less than 10,000, that means an extremely high percentage of exchanges must go through the 800 numbers, like 25 million people. How can the banks handle that?
The banks have a system for that. I mean, why are we concerned? Guys, what they did was put 800 numbers out there to set up appointments, 15-minute appointments for people to go in, do their exchange, put their money in their accounts, and then go and do their business later, 15, 20. They're going to work from 7 in the morning to at least 1 o'clock in the morning when we get started. They're trying to get the bulk of us out in 10 days, first 10 days, get people through. It's not one bank. It's not one individual bank that we stand in line at. It's not one bank. It's Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citibank, Chase Bank, Fifth Third Bank, and Ray got 78 banks on his list right there that are all going to deal with the dinar and their branches and their exchanges. So don't think one bank has to process everybody. Now, the majority of us, or the majority of the people who have the dinar, probably won't even go in for another 6 months. They won't even hear about it until 6 months from now. Because we're all going to go in, people are paying attention, internet people. Most of us are going to get the contract rate, sign the NDA, and not even talk about it. Others are going to go get their money and not want everybody to know where it came from. So the bulk of those people are just going to have to find out about it later and go in within the 2-year point. And they know that. But the banks are ready to take care of their business. They have a plan. Okay, Ray?
All right. Light Spirit says, can you tell me which ball of confusion is the right ball of confusion to be watching these days? Mahdi, Abadi, U.S. government, China? Which one?
I didn't know they were different. Ball
yeah,
of confusion
all of the above.
Means it's all confusion. That's right. And it all plays a part in there. So we're all wondering which one is going to be the one to get us through. So,
all right.
But we know.
Okay.
The last case is that the U.S. will give the go ahead.
All right. Onyx 55 says, I tried to send a donation to TNT but was not successful. All I can tell you guys, those that are trying to do the Cash App deal and it's rejecting, just keep doing it. I had one member that had to send 6 times before it finally took it and it stayed. Other than that, it would reject it. Now, some of you may have to contact your banks and let them know that the cash.me or Cash App that you are authorizing those transactions so that they won't view them as something of a scam that may be coming through. I know that that type of activity, some banks automatically put that into a scam category, and they'll block some of those transactions from going through. So call your bank and let them know that you are approving Cash App transactions to cash.me types of transactions, and if they are not blocking it, just keep doing it repeatedly, and it should take. And then once it goes through, then you should be okay from any further ones. Let's see. Lena says, I hope you have explained where we are. Your intel sounds so positive, but I don't see that same positive news you report. Please give us a conservative report as to where you think we are.
You don't see the news where? Because I'm reading articles from Iraq. that you have to go and look up, or, you know, you have to know somebody like Tish or Linda, somebody who sends you all the information every morning before you wake up. Or you go online and you set up to get the Iraq news so you'll see what's going on there. Or you go to multiple sites, if not this one. That's where your news comes from. So when you're saying you're not seeing it, it's definitely out there. So I just don't know where you're looking or not looking at. The conservative thing is what we've been saying the whole time. Everything is done. I think all the laws are in place that Iraq needs. Everything except for the ministers, if they truly need it, which I don't think they really need because their country is running stable. We're not seeing a bunch of stuff in the news about the ministers anymore. We're not seeing them arguing or fussing or fighting about those positions. So something must have been resolved there. They said they were going to do it when Mahdi came back from his trip, which they didn't. Then they extended 2 more weeks. But again, nobody's talking about it. Nobody's putting up any temporary votes. So it's just a show. Bottom line is, you know, this Iran thing, and maybe they're moving missiles on ships, maybe they're not. Maybe we're just posturing and trying to get things done, make it look like, because none of it makes any sense, and that's how it's supposed to be. Mass confusion right here at the end, and it certainly is. Are we trying to get Iraq to do some things they don't want to do? Yeah. Are we trying to crush Iran's economy and their country financially, emotionally, spiritually? Yes, we are. Trying to do it without firing a shot, but who knows? It may go the other way. So until they are resolved and see that all of the sanctions and everything are working and they can control the flow of money into Iran, we're probably going to wait. Now, that's the conservative part. They may already be there. They may be at that point right now, and that's why they're moving missiles instead of money now, why they're positioning ships, because we're coming right down to it. But they're still telling Iraq they can now still do business with them because we sufficiently drained their country emotionally till they're ready to get to the physical part of it. And that can't last long if they don't have money either. But let's hope we're not going into a 15-20 year war. Regardless, Iraq would still have to go at some point. They have to go. Now, the good thing is if we're looking at what they're doing, not listening to what they're saying, we're seeing more and more countries are willing to pour billions into Iraq now. And they're willing to set it in accounts like it is, showing them right in their face, there it is, but you can't have it until this happens. The money's there, it's in the account, you can't have access to it now until the RV occurs. So that's what we need to look at. It's still about to occur. Okay. All right, what's next?
Scooby 59 says, I will be leaving for Thailand early Friday morning and will return on May the 21st. Should I go on my trip or should I cancel and stay behind? Go on your trip, sir. Should I take some of my currency? Well, if you're chasing the contract rate, either take some currency or make sure you have a credit card with a large enough available credit on it to buy some expedient transportation to get back here. That would be the only reason I could see to take any currency with you is if you need to exchange some for airfare. But if you already have a good credit card, don't waste the currency. Any comment, Tony?
No, because I don't even know if he's going to be able to exchange out of the country. Because a lot of them have restrictions on this. You're going to have to be a citizen living in their country to exchange the currency, get the rate. So I don't even know why you would take it over there. What you need to do is have somebody over here you can depend on, go do their exchange, and wire you some money to get home with.
Hey, that's a good idea. Yeah, then you can hurry up and get back here and do yours if you're contract rate chasing.
Yep.
All right. Jambi 67 says, is the time limit for the CBI to change the rate still within the parameters of this week?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I'm surprised it took that long for that question to come out. I'm telling you, I expected that to be the first question.
All right. Well, let's see what the first person in line now has to say. Live caller, 865. Area code.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, hey. Tony. Appreciate the insights and the like, and thank you to Jambi67 for that question, so I won't ask it. But I do have a couple of questions because, Tony, in your opening monologue, you made the statement CBI supposedly has received authorization. Just for clarification for those who may not have been on this journey very long, authorization from whom?
Well, they would have to receive their authorization from the U.S. Treasury. I mean,
just
the final authorization for it to go through. So
just
maybe that's why Mike Pompeo is over there and saying, okay, even though we've done that, we need you to do this, and then we're going to let it go. I don't know. We're going to see.
Have your folks gotten any clarification of just how much longer Pompeo is supposed to be there? He's been really in the news, but they've not really been saying in any of the things that I have seen that, you know, he was swooping in and he's already gone. So it's kind of leaving you hanging high and dry. So is he, in fact, still there or has he already left?
I do not know. And for the very same reasons you just said, nobody is putting it anywhere.
Gotcha. They're also looking back in some of the notes. This 30-day limit seemed to have been put in place around the 9th or so of April, plus or minus, which was 30 days. That's putting us right kind of at the end of that 30-day window. What say you in terms of what's – do we need to be alarmed, or do we know that we are so close to the end that why worry?
No, we don't need to be alarmed because on the 1st, and I think I did it on last Friday, well, the last call that we had, that first, they've already renewed the numbers.
Okay.
Our committee guy told us it was already done. He actually came on, guys. I'm not going to do it because it's a little bit complicated, and I know you have more questions than answers, but he brought us onto a call where they explained how the authorization numbers were put together and what factor changed in them each month to make them renewable and authorized, and the fact that each country was given their own set of numbers to operate by. And that's why all the other treasuries had gone all the way through with the process except for U.S., Britain, and they said it was two others. So that's why we have that information. The Britain is not going to go until the U.S. goes, because they're not, again, and I think it's the last call, because they initially started the RV together, and I guess the other two countries are just not going to go until they go.
Okay.
Now, he did say the BIS, would not, while we were on that call, let any other country go without them going. The BIS wouldn't do it because everybody would be hopping on planes trying to go to those other countries, which would be just mass confusion. And they're not going to allow that to happen.
Okay. Hearing this definition and description reminds me years ago when you were trying to explain the whole concept of algorithms and that sort of thing of things being posted and had to have the algorithms that couldn't be stopped. Does this have any linkage to that, or is that just another red herring?
I don't know. I think as we've done this over the years and the system has changed and they've run into things, it's like anything else, right, doing something that has never been done before. And so they're doing a global monetary system and linking it all together under, you know, Basel 3 and then under this change, as you go along and people are learning and they match it up until they come up with the next problem or the next issue. So, yes, it could be as part of the system as it grew and was connected together, and they had to run all the tests and the pings and this is wrong and that's wrong, and we had to wait to reach up. But they're way past that now. The system is working. They have pinged it enough times. They have put in, you know, different rates. They've let some go through to know that it's working. So now we're just waiting for a go.
Super. Well, sirs, appreciate the information as always and the insights. And 10 days from whenever this is going to happen, we know that that will be when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be. Be nice for it to start on this Wednesday, and it truly becomes our Wealth Found Wednesday. Fingers crossed. Appreciate it. Thanks
right,
again.
Thank you.
Take
all
care.
Right,
bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You all too. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 610, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, sir.
Morning, sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are new to the call and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic and make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you're sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. This way it makes it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. Again, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to the 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Tony.
Okay, guys. All right, thank you, sir. Ray gets started. Tish is our resident expert, especially on the calls, because you're asking questions that Tony don't know. She will go find out. I'll tell you guys that. But she did. Pompeo is now in the UK, so he has left Iraq. So whether they made a decision right that moment, gave him time to think about it, his portion of it is over because he has left. So maybe we'll see something. Maybe he just went over there so they could sign on the agreement, which I would think he would know they were going to agree to it before he flew all that way. And it only makes sense because it's what they've been asking for, to continue trading and not destroy their country. So I don't see that as too hard. Okay, Ray, go ahead.
All right, 828 area code, you are on.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey.
Got a question for you.
Okay.
When it comes time for our exchange, will we have to go to like a large branch, I mean, a large main office, or we'll be able to do our exchange at maybe a closer branch?
You'll be able to do it at an exchange location, which some of them are branches. Some of them are banks. Some of them are in office buildings. So I don't know your amount that you have or the area that you're in, with no running. No, everybody does not have to go to headquarters. No, everybody doesn't have to go to Frisco or go to Charlotte or go to Reno. You know, with all that. I'm sure they're going to have something close to you where you can go.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, so actually, when we do make our appointment, that's the time we'll find that we find out where we have to go and can we request maybe somewhere else?
I don't know. All I know is they're going to ask you the information, how much currency you have, what's your zip code, and they're going to sign it based on that. So I can't tell you every little intricate detail, but you can say, hey, that's too far. Can I go somewhere closer? And maybe they can adjust it. I don't know.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate you. Y'all have yourselves a great weekend.
All right, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 972, you're on.
Hey, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
Hey.
Hey, Danny.
Danny in Dallas.
I want to announce to all listening that Ray follows through on his commitments. Thank you, Ray.
Yes, sir.
I really enjoyed our brief conversation, to the point, businesslike, and amiable. So, for you guys that have an opportunity, be aware that Ray is not going to talk to you all, but he'll listen politely and give input. So, okay, Tony, the only thing I've got today is as this week grows shorter, we're a Thursday Friday situation, and many times you have said that Friday at 3:45, I'm thinking Eastern time, is a likely place for it to start. Is there any reason why that would be different this time, since we're still in the window?
No. There is no reason. There is no rhyme or reason.
Okay.
You know, after Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are traditional, you know, international banking days, but nobody cares now. Friday, you know, business is closed. That gives them the head start over the weekend that they always wanted to have, where they don't have to argue with you about the rate, because they can just bring the first groups of people in based on the rate that they want to put out. As long as it's not on 4X, and just get it done. So everybody says this could happen in a moment's notice. What we do know is it, so you guys can feel kind of safe about it. I probably shouldn't say it, but okay, I guess I am. I got enough. Somebody's doing something in the background there. I got enough.
I'm working for a living, trying to make dollars to put beans on the table, but I will stop while you speak. Go ahead.
Yeah, take a break for a second. Anyway, we do know that exchange personnel at some banks are within an hour of being recalled. Other are an hour and a half. So given that we know that, I would say, guess what? I'm going to know when it's getting ready because I'm going to know when they're calling people in. And I probably shouldn't have said that because now they're going to change the procedure. But anyway, I'm not going to tell everybody, but we're going to have a pretty good heads up when this is about to go, or if they wait until after they've done it, which they can, start calling people in because they wanted people in the bank within 2 hours of it happening. They want to be processing people. So either way, when they get that call, we're going to know that we're getting ready. You're not going to be looking for the 800 numbers and that. And then we're going to be making a call to all of you guys. We're not going to make it when they get called in, even though we're going to be anticipating and doing what we need to do to get ready, just like they're getting ready. We're not going to call until we get the 800 number, get the instructions. And if I have to call or talk to some people first, as I go through the instructions, that's what I'm going to do. So we're able to answer your calls, then we'll do what we're supposed to do, okay?
All right. Thank you for that explanation. That's all I needed for today. Have a great rest of the week.
All right. Thank you, sir. Ray?
Okay. Take care. 303, area code, you're on.
Oh, thank you, Ray. My question was asked and answered, and I appreciate you can go on to the next.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
617, you are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray.
Greetings.
Good morning.
Yeah. I've been a listener for 5 years. And, Ray, I was wondering if I could give you some feedback on the technical difficulties on the production that I've been having to try and call in and listen. A lot of times I call in on the 2930 listen, and either the volume's extremely low or distorted. So I have to call in on the QA Blog Talk Radio line to be able to listen to you guys.
Okay.
And in a lot of cases, even the replay, if it comes out really bad on the live broadcast, it will be distorted and volume is down on the replay. I don't know if other listeners are having the same problem, so I'm just giving you some feedback because you guys
okay.
are paying the bill and you want to make sure you're getting the quality that's needed so the listeners out there can get the info. Otherwise,
sure.
I have to call in on this line. I don't like doing it because you know I want other people to get in there and talk. Or I have to wait until the transcripts are posted online on Denial Detectives or something like that and get the info at a later time. Okay, guys?
Okay,
all
great.
Right.
Thanks for sharing.
Okay, you're welcome for the feedback. Thanks,
all right,
thanks
thank
for
you.
All your bill.
All okay.
right, bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. 281 area code, you are on.
Well, hello, Ray and Tony. How are you guys doing today?
I am fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
Hey, Mr. Tony.
Man, I just got bored. Oh, no, I'm just joking. I'm super fantastic. How are you?
Wait a minute now. Hold on. What you mean you just got bored? What's going on?
He doesn't know about your fetish. That's why.
Uh-oh. I ain't fooling with
uh-oh.
You today. I am. I ain't gonna do this to you. Anyway, I have a question. We're gonna move right on past that. Okay. Mr. Tony, I have a question. Well, matter of fact, before I start my question, I did see where you know the news been saying the US was filing paperwork to increase tariffs for about $2 billion worth of Chinese goods, I guess, on China or whomever. And I know we've been talking about the actual negotiations or whatever it is that China and the U.S. have been doing. And if that's the case, what do you, in your opinion, know what some of those tariffs would entail if they do that? And if any of that would affect anything as far as, you know, like, say, for instance, after this happened and, you know, we're trying to protect our monies or whatever, some stuff may go up, some stuff, you know, may be affected by this. How do you think that would affect us, whether before or after?
Okay. And we can't turn this into a political show, but I'm just going to explain this to you
right,
real quick.
Right.
So the U.S. tariffs on China, or they didn't even put them on there, but this is just how they negotiate, maybe.
Right.
Threatened to put them on there. And first of all, let me say something else first. First of all, how do you conduct business or any other business conduct their business in the public? I mean, business,
right.
You know, you sit down, you go to a meeting, we talk, we work things out, and everybody gets to win. But now we're conducting business in the public like it's a game that we're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're issuing what they see as idle threats because you haven't done it yet, but you're issuing idle threats. And they're sending back texts actually laughing at you like, yeah, okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
Or like they sent the text said, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. I mean, you're
mm-hmm.
saying it, but don't even think about it because you know what comes after that. But let's say it does happen. I look at that. And he introduced tariffs on China and all their goods, because I'm looking at everything in the room I'm in right now, and mostly everything in it says made in China. So what
right.
am I going to do? Okay?
Yeah, really.
So the tariff's going to increase the price by 25%.
Ooh.
So this morning we're watching news, we're watching finance, and our president comes out and says, yeah, I'm going to introduce, add on to the tariffs here in China, okay, increase it, but it's not going to affect the American people. Now, what kind of sense does that make?
What?
We are just like Iraq right now. You know, we used to be a nation of builders, and everything used to be made in good old USA, and we shipped it out. But now we're a nation of consumers, and 80% of our products come from outside the country and mostly from China. So how are you going to increase the tariffs on China without increasing the tariffs on us? Somebody
right.
got to pay that. Is the government mm-hmm. going to pay the difference in the 25% or no? So how is it
exactly.
not going to affect the American people who have to pay for this? Now, not mm-hmm. the guys who own the steel mills, not the billionaires and multimillionaires whose company is doing it, but the everyday American citizen who is going to work, going home, trying to survive, and now he can't buy things because it all increased by 25% when his pay didn't increase by 25%. And even if it did, what good does that do? 25, that washes out and that's zero. So it's not making a whole lot of sense on the threats and the things to do. I mean, and to say it's not going to affect us. How is it not going to affect us?
No.
All the cars are going to go up by 25%. Who's going to buy them if it's not us? I mean, who's
mm-hmm.
going to get the money to pay for it? All the
they
steel, everything else,
enough.
All of our electronics are going to go up by 25%. How is it going to get paid for if it's not by the American people? That doesn't make sense. Anyway,
right.
What was your other question?
I agree with that. And I guess my next question is, as far as the notification that has been given to the CBI or whatever by the U.S. Treasury, my question is, well, first of all, have they done that before? Is this the first time that we've known since maybe the last year or so that anything has been sent to them as far as notification from the Treasury? Because I know codes and all of that stuff has been given to the bank before, we know that, and they've expired and they had to redo them again. So have this notification been given to the CBI before? In your
no,
opinion?
You're absolutely right. The banks have gotten it before. I
mm-hmm.
haven't known CBI has put in and requested it from their direction. I've never known them to receive it, saying, okay, you guys are good to go. And then this
okay.
is the time frame that you need to get it done in. So, no, that's the first time that I know that that is actually happening. And CBI is like Charlie Brown, you know? They're saying, okay, so you're going to put the football out there again? You want me to run up and kick it so you can make me look like a fool? And they're saying, baby. This time, put the football on the ground and let me go kick it so I know it's going to stay there. So
well,
they're waiting. So we're going to see what happens. You know? That's right.
I'm tired of it not being kicked. Somebody kick it, too. Okay, well, then that's good. That kind of helped me a little bit with, you know, having a little bit more confidence in them moving along with this thing, because we know the codes have expired before and they had to renew them, but I just didn't know about this notification. So that's a good sign, I think, you know, that we all can look forward to.
Yeah, anytime they do something new and it's a step closer, it's a good sign. But we
mm-hmm.
still have to
right.
wait and see if they finish it. All
right. Right.
Now, we're hoping they are, and the banks are anticipating that they are, because remember, guys, they put people on standby on Saturday. It's Wednesday, and they hadn't done that since January. They hadn't put anybody on standby since January. So this time they were ready to go. So let's see what happens.
Now, my last question is, okay, we know the U.S. have sent them information. Does the other treasuries for the other countries have to do the same thing?
I don't know that they did. No. The U.S. does, because we actually control the situation.
Control it. Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. Let's hope this thing is done. I'm ready. Y'all have a good week.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Bye. Have a great day.
You too.
754, you are on.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Ray, and good morning, Tony. Thank you for taking
good
my
morning.
Call. I have a couple of questions to ask. Number one, and then I have a follow-up to it. Is the real still in the first basket?
The real?
Hello? Yeah. Yeah, the real,
yeah.
The Iranian real. Okay, if the real is in the first basket and we have sanctions in place against Iran, isn't increasing the value of that real helping Iran? So what is the point of sanctions if this goes and the real increases, then Iran has money to do whatever they want. So to me, that is a conflict within the RV. So if you can please explain that, I would appreciate it.
Okay. I'm going to explain it like this. I don't think the real is going. And I've been saying that for months. It's not going, far as I know, because it doesn't make sense if we have sanctions against Iran and we're telling every other country they can't trade with Iran. They can accept their – why would we raise the rate? You're absolutely correct. Okay.
Right. I've been
so I don't
trying
see
to get
it
on
going
for a week
at
to ask
all.
That question.
All right. Now I'm going to tell you this though, because
okay.
I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't think it's going. As of this morning, I got a text from somebody while we were doing this call. They told me they were at the bank, and the private banker told them that the real was still on the list. Doesn't make any sense to me at all for it to still be on the list.
I don't think it makes sense to anybody that has been following this. I've been at it for 6 years, and I had asked a few years ago if Mosul was still in the hands of ISIS, this can't go because we're only feeding them. Well, the same thing with the real. If the value increases, you're defeating the purpose of the sanctions against Iran. So it doesn't make any sense to me or anybody else that thinks about it that the real should be in the basket.
And I'm agreeing with you. Doesn't make any sense at all. So I don't believe it will be.
All right. And the other thing, I was on Denard Detectives, and there is a they printed exactly what Mike Pompeo said when he left Iraq this morning, and there was nothing mentioned about the RV. He just wanted to inform them of the increasing threats we've made against Iran so that they can ensure them that we do everything necessary to protect our teams. I wanted to go to Baghdad to talk to leadership there and to assure them that we are ready to continue to ensure the sovereignty and independence of Iraq. The reason we are going is information that indicates an escalation in Iran's activities, Pompeo told reporters accompanying him on his trip to Iraq. That's a reprint that came on to Denard Detectives that he said at the airport prior to leaving Iraq to go on to the UK. So the fact that he didn't mention anything about the RV, could it be that he either did discuss it and didn't say anything to reporters or did not discuss it at all with Mahdi?
Well, I'm sure they discussed it. They probably discussed, you know, everything over there. But his main objective was what's going on with the warships, everything else. Letting Iraq know that, you know, they're not going to use them as a jumping off point to start a war and that we're here just for protection, not for or defensive purposes, not really to go on the offense and start a war. And sometimes you want to do that face-to-face with other countries and let them know this is our objective here. Something they're not going to do over a phone or on television, you know, like other people. We're going to do this face-to-face, and this is what we hope to accomplish. And doing that, yeah, here's our agreement. This is what you wanted. You wanted another 6 months, another 9 months without these sanctions being put on, and we have actually agreed to it because that's what happened. It wasn't what the U.S. was offering them. It's what Iraq has been asking for and wanting to do, and now we're agreeing to do that.
All right. As okay. far as as far as Reno goes, these people have been there for an extended period of time. How long are people going to wait until they can finally exchange? Are they getting annoyed out there? Are they leaving? What's the situation with the groups that are out there, and how long can they hold out there until they see something happen with this?
Well, it's called commitment, okay? There are people out there in groups who have moved out there, people who've flown out there 3, 4, 5 times a year. There's people staying at hotels out there. I know people who got divorced out there. I mean, just for being there a length of time. I know people out there who divorced and got remarried to each other while they've been out there. So I've known all that happened living in all of them in the same hotel because they're basically in the same hotel and they come down for breakfast in the morning and they go late and they try to have some meetings all day and they do what we're doing all day and all waiting for this and to be there when it happens. And others just fly in occasionally 3, 4 days. They wasted their money, and they'll fly back out. Because that's been going on for years now, and it's going to continue to go on until this actually happens. Now, most of the top ones there have just actually moved there. Either they bought a house or they're living in the pepper mill, because that's where most of them are at, in the pepper mill, and doing what they're doing. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I live an hour and a half from Reno, and I wouldn't drive up there until I could call the bank and they say, come get your money, personally. So they've done it so many times. And again, I know people that have destroyed their families sitting there waiting for the RV to happen. It goes both ways.
Pretty close to destroying a lot of families, the wait, you know, the every month, the every week, the anticipation gets to be too much along the way. Do you think we will see this, in your opinion, before the end of this month, or are we going to go to that new June deadline that's been set for Iraq?
Well, the June deadline has been set for them to appoint their ministers. The June deadline was set by Mahdi himself, saying all the reforms will be completed by June. He didn't say in June. He said by June. So
right.
We're going to see if that's by the 1st or by the 30th. The interpretation. Do I think they're trying to get that accomplished? Absolutely. By what they're doing. Not just by what they're saying. By what's happening in the banking industry and what's happening over there. I do think they're pushing towards that. It's a matter of, are they going to be authorized to complete it at that time? I don't know. Is the U.S. going to have what they wanted to have, agreements in place, and Iran in the position they want them to be by that time?
All right. Thank you very
okay.
much for answering my question. You both have a wonderful day, and I'll let the next caller come on. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
303, you're on. 303, area code. Okay.
Okay, wait before you go to the next one. 303, you there? No. Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm
there.
Right,
so clear.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
okay,
he was there.
Now you need to wait though.
Okay, hold up, 303.
So, on a clarify, because they just sent me at the bank, the banker was asking what currency did they hold, not necessarily saying these are the currencies that are going to go, but they mentioned did they hold those currencies, dinar, dong, real, rupiah, and it says, and if you have them, we'll have to take you as my client to one of our other offices if you have them. So those are the ones they are looking for, I would think, based on that statement. But he didn't necessarily tell them that the real was gone. So I wanted to clear that up, and I'm glad they sent that to me because they wanted to make sure you guys had it the right way. All right, now, 303, good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Sorry. Hey, I'm confused about, you know, I know you described the contractor thing, but it doesn't make sense to me from the transaction point, because if you have, you know, if the contract was in dollars, it's still in dollars, right? So if it's a contract for $100,000 and you pay it, it's still $100,000 in U.S. If it's a contract that is in dinar, then we've talked about this before, that they had to be in dollars because it doesn't make any sense, because they would lose, you know, it would destroy, you know, the banks.
Okay, you know what? You're absolutely right. We've had this conversation at least 3 times, and nothing has changed. We still don't know how they're going to do it, but they're going to do it.
But
I'm sure they have it worked out. So your point?
My point is, How can they be paying them now? Because even if they're paying them in dinar, they would still pay them at the same rate, because the only way that they can exchange to dollars or euros or whatever they're doing would be to go through the existing system, which is the currency auctions at the windows. You know, because they're going to pay you a digital or pay you in cash, and then you're going to go to a bank, and that bank's going to do business to go through the currency auction to get, you know, to exchange dinar for dollars. So how is there a second, you know, system off the books, or a second system that's being implied? And my question, I guess my real question is this just, you know, we know that a whole lot of information in dinar land is circular and doesn't make any sense, and so is this of contractors being paid? Does it even make sense?
Okay, it doesn't make sense. Doesn't happen. Here's the fact, though. What we know is our contractors are telling us this is what they got paid, this is how they got paid, and this is what the rate comes to. Now, it doesn't make sense to me that Visa, MasterCard over here can say, here it is, your check's on your card, that's the rate. Go down and buy anything, but somehow, because it's on this system, it's going to charge you differently than every other system does. It's going to do the math different, but it's a separate system. Somehow, if you have a Visa or MasterCard and you go to Kuwait or you go to Saudi Arabia or you go to Israel, then it's going to be a different rate than if you go to the U.S., and the system's going to adjust that. We don't know. I'm not the IT guy. I'm not the tech guy. I can tell you what it's coming out to. I can tell you, yes, supposedly we've been hearing they're operating out of 2 different sets of books, maybe their side and this side, but we're not doing it. Okay?
Right.
It doesn't make sense, because fucking Kurdistan do it, and Baghdad not do it for 3 or 4 days. But that has happened for years. They've changed system and switched over ahead of Baghdad, and eventually they get caught up. I don't know. I'm telling you what's being put out there and what it is, and the rate is coming to be the rate. I can tell you I'm getting it from Iraqi citizens and U.S. citizens over there. I can tell you that.
is maybe what they're talking about is that because of relationships, when they talk about a new rate, they talk about being paid on a different contract altogether, right? Because that has nothing to do with the change in the value of the currency. Because, you know, like I said, if I'm getting paid $10 an hour, I'm still making $10 an hour, even doesn't matter what the exchange rate becomes. But if there's a new contract that has nothing to do with currency, is what they're talking about, then I get paid, you know, a new rate. But otherwise, it's just going to – I'm not paid a new rate. I just – when I go to exchange, I get different value for the money that I exchange.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If you're a contractor and you go and put out a new contract, okay, and you change the rate or the value of the contract, does that change all your employees' paychecks? Because you,
no,
as a contractor – put a new contract? Okay. So I'm telling you, the contractor said, we got paid this rate, and this is the rate the citizens are getting paid. The same thing we are. The citizens don't have contracts.
But if they're paid in dinar, why would they get a different rate then?
Because the dinar rate is the exchange rate. Then they would get a different amount of dinar because it was based on the new rate. Would they not?
Well, I haven't ever seen, I wouldn't think that any kind of contracts are ever tied to the exchange rate of the value of the money in the currency. That just doesn't make sense. Maybe they do that in business,
okay.
But... you know,
yeah, maybe
I mean,
they
I
do over there going through what they're going through. I understand. But, okay, this is like the fourth or fifth time we've had this conversation, and we're not going to resolve it because you don't know and I don't know. We're just putting out the information, and we're seeing how it goes. Okay?
Sorry.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. Okay.
Yeah.
All
okay.
Right. I understand. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. All right.
509 area code, you're on.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Greetings.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm super fantastic.
Awesome. We haven't heard in quite a while anything about the lower denoms. And I'm assuming they have not been released in Iraq yet.
Well, they're not on the streets yet, even though we heard they were trickling out. But it's just like anything else. They can come out and they can stop. They can pass them out, they can stop. We know they're sitting at the banks. And, you know, whenever they announce this, they're going to be everywhere. We know the newer 50s, 100s, and 500s came out. So after that, we were told the lower ones were coming out. But there was a big difference in the time frame.
So they're basically living on their cards, and there is a rate to that.
They're living on their cards because that's what they're trying to do. So in 2014, it says 11% of the people worked with the banks.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they're saying it's 23%. Of the people now work with the banks, use their bank account, use the system. That's what they have been trying to develop. And they want to get that number even higher because that's how the bank is going to make its money. That's when they can quit with the auctions. And that's what they've been trying to build to. That's why they're paying people on the cards. And they're telling the rest of them, if you want to get paid, you better go get a card, get in the banking system, because this is how we're going to do it. That not only will help get everybody in and let the banks make money, but that will cut down on the counterfeiting because now everybody's getting paid electronically.
Uh-huh.
So that's their goal.
Okay. And the Iraq people that are living here in the United States, they have cards too. I know a
family. They do have cards.
In our state that... have purchased homes and cars and businesses and living pretty high. So what rate are they getting here in the U.S.? Do you know?
I don't know, but you know families. You don't want to go ask them?
Yeah, I'd like to ask them that, but they live in like 2.5 hours away from here.
Oh, okay. Well, we know is last year for most of the people here in the U.S., the rate changed.
Mm-hmm.
We know when they changed it, when they were giving soldiers who were coming back the higher rate, that they had changed the rate over here. So
mm-hmm.
some individuals, again, like I told them, I don't know how they got their system set up. I know the guy over here, and some of them are professionals, but depends on their positions of their families or something over there. Some of them have received a new rate. They did receive it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and on their cards.
This family did.
We don't know.
A couple of years ago,
yeah.
they did.
They're privileged, and you know, we can't say why each individual gets something and everybody else doesn't. I know we wanted to see it with the masses, so we know it's applied to everybody, but right now it's not.
Mm-hmm. So they have been able to even bring in Iraqi dinar, but I think they're waiting. They can't cash that in yet, but they're using their cards.
Yeah, they're using their cards.
Mm-hmm.
So physical dinar, they're just in the same position we are.
Okay. That was my question.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You guys have a
good
great
day.
Uh-huh. All bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. 907, you're on.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah. To both of you. Or afternoon, whatever. I live in Alaska here, and we only have one major bank, and that's Wells Fargo. But I was talking to investment banker yesterday, and he said, well, he says, it's just a big scam. He says, I'd have known, he said, my people in San Francisco definitely would have known the foreign currency there. So I'm just wanting to keep them away from the investment bankers and so forth for the time being, just to the exchange people, having them on call and so forth.
Okay, so again, they've been doing this for years, and I like to use the example and explain it to you guys. When Kuwait's money was valueless, when Iraq went in there and their currency went down, they still had a workforce, which they do. Kuwaitis don't work. None of them work. All of their entire workforce is people brought in from other countries, foreigners, do all their work in their country. In Kuwait, they're paid 5,000 dinar a month, comes out to $15,000 a month just because they're a Kuwaiti citizen. That's what they get. So they don't work. The problem was when Iraq invaded Kuwait, their money went down 4,000 to one. All their foreigners were getting paid this money at 4,000 to one rate. And when the rate changed, all their workers became millionaires, became rich, because they had all this Kuwaiti dinar and the rate changed back and they had all this money and they packed up their bags and left. So I don't need to work for you and I'm not. So the country had to start over with their workforce. Now, knowing that as an example, why in the world would a bank, any bank, go out and tell their hundreds and thousands of employees, hey, this dinar is going to go from $900 a million to $4 million a million sometime in the next 10 years or 15 years. Why don't all you guys go buy some? So the day that happens, I got 100,000 employees walk off the job because they all just became multimillionaires. Is that a good business strategy for anybody? No, it's not. I'm going to tell you. So, of course, they're not telling them the dinar is a scam. They carefully word every time they put it out, and they say there are some dinar scams out there. Not the dinar itself is a scam. They selected people in the company who they really wanted to give, and then they had to sign an affidavit saying they would not buy any dinar. And they wouldn't tell any other bank employees about it. This is the process that's going on. So it is select few people throughout any bank, any one of them, who actually know what's going on.
Okay, well, changing subjects just a little bit. Something I've often wondered about is Iraq. It depends upon Iran for energy and so forth. That sandbox over there has a ton of sun, and they could be setting up solar energy all over the place for Iraq, and then that Iran sells oil somewhere else or whatever, but it just seems like there's a lot of potential over there for bringing the whole nation over to solar power.
Okay, so let's do that. Let's change the whole nation over to solar power, and let's do that when? Tomorrow? Let's tell Iraq, hey, as of today, you get no more gas, no more oil from Iran because you don't need it because we're going to put these solar panels up throughout the country. How long do you think that will take?
Okay, well,
they can't just cut
now.
Them off. They have to build a solar industry before you can cut off a gas industry or a water industry. You have to build it. You can't turn off your water and say, well, hopefully before we get the dam built and we get it filled up and we generate enough electric power to give everybody some water, we won't all die of thirst. Because guess what? You're going to die of thirst if that's the way you do it.
Okay, well,
in the future, it may be solar panels throughout the whole country because they learn. But then if we're only dependent on solar panels, the first time they get involved in another war or incident, what's the first thing that gets attacked? All the solar panels.
Yeah.
Shut the country down. Okay?
I see your point. I see your point there. But they do have some time to do things like that now, another 6 months. Or are they just going to use that to just sit there and continue being dependent on Iran?
They're going to use it to do what they're doing, negotiate with Germany, negotiate with Jordan, negotiate with Saudi Arabia to spread it out some so they're not getting it from one source, and do what you said. Let's put up some solar panels, but let's do it all, but let's not starve ourselves to death or die of thirst trying to get it accomplished because we won't take what we have right here available to us. That doesn't make sense.
Okay. Well, they've got sun available to them, and I've often wondered about that. So thanks for answering my question, and I'll let you guys get on with the rest of the people.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Okay,
214,
bye.
Area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. It's afternoon here.
Oh, well, half afternoon to you, half morning to me. Okay.
Well, good morning to you. Did you give out any news? I wasn't on earlier about Zimbabwe at all. Any new news?
No, I haven't said anything about Zimbabwe. I have no idea what Zimbabwe is doing today, except for I do know Britain fired their defensive minister because he had drawn up plans to go to war with Zimbabwe to to try to take what they have. I know Christine May fired him 2 days ago.
Right. Yeah, I read that also. There was also an article today stating that the RBZ minister, I guess, or governor, stated that in the next 3 months, their currency, the new currency, would be at the same rate as the black market rate. And I was wondering,
the same rate as what?
The black market rate.
Oh.
The black market rate
right.
would be the same rate as their rate, which is $3.30.
Oh.
Or $3.30 to a dollar, which is like 30 cents. So I was wondering, since they feel that by August it would be floating at that rate, if, you know, if it goes this month, if we'd see it at like 20 to 30 cents, because right now the black market rate is like $5. If you heard that on the screen rate, it was like at 20 cents or something.
We heard at the screen rate it was at 22 cents.
Hmm. Well, maybe
so,
it was five something, so maybe that might be right. Because they're saying that by August, that if they let it float now, that by August it would be at the rate, that the black market rate would float by then to the current rate of 330, which would be 30 cents. So that's possible that, you know, we may be looking at it to go this month because it's like 20 something cents the black market rate is right now.
Well, again, our bank people are still telling us it's going to go.
It's going to go.
They're going to process it. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still waiting and see what happens.
Okay. All righty. That's all I needed to know. Thank you. You guys have a nice day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right, sir. That's the last caller had their hand up, so we can wrap this one up.
All right, guys. We're still here. Things are still moving. Hopefully we'll find out something by the end of the week here of where our future goes. We know the banks are still on standby, still expecting it within the time frame. Iraq is over there excited. They do think something's going to happen before June, and this is a good week. So just stay alert. Be ready so you don't have to get ready. With that, enjoy the rest of your day. Right?
Okay, this is going to do it for us, guys, for a Hump Day Wednesday. If anything exciting develops, we'll let you know. We'll send out a text message. We'll keep you updated. And don't forget that magic four-letter word, WAIT. You might just be surprised by what's behind that next door. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Make it through it. I
want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe
blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we're out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.